I am at the Boehringer Ingelheim VetMedica PERS Area Regional Control and Elimination Seminar, visiting with our host here, Dr. Laura Batista. And tell me, you know, we've done this maybe 4 or 5 years now, I think. How do you think this this type of seminar has been working in terms of accomplishing what BI would like?
Thank you very much. Yes, this is our fourth year. And yes, this morning I was thinking actually how I would do the introduction. Mm-hmm. And for me, I think that we are on the right way. This is not anymore a concept or a dream. We have several projects that have been able to accomplish control, very few elimination. And I think that most of the projects are thinking of doing basically control. Because there are several risk factors that we still do not understand completely. So most of the projects have decided to stay on control. Some of the challenges that we still have are probably lateral introductions, understanding better aerosol transmission, tracking, and things like that. So lateral introductions is probably one of our most interesting challenges. So, but I think, as you know, area regional control started maybe in 2000, but it really, really got going about 4 or 5 years ago. So from a concept theory, we have come to see that this dream is today a reality, and that is very encouraging. The leadership of all the producers, veterinarian clinics, universities, and the industry in general has really led to a very interesting concept and not just a dream.
So you think at this point you're seeing the kind of cooperation that's maybe coming out of a better understanding through this educational effort, that this is something that is needed and can work?
Definitely. I think that the communication among all the different participants in the swine industry is very important. I think that a key player is a coordinator. All the projects have a coordinator. They play a very important role in controlling the traffic, as we say today. They have been instrumental in getting all the players together. So yes, definitely, I think that this part of getting everybody that should be involved has been instrumental.
I know you're doing this in conjunction with the International PERS Symposium. How do you see it in terms of participation this year? Do you see that we've got a good group coming this year?
Oh, definitely. Fortunately, we were able to talk with everybody in IPERS, and they were very collaborative to leave this part of the time. There's not going to be a competition between the talks, so this is going to be a free time. People can come in and so they can listen to this concept, and particularly with the international people, there are actually a lot of people from many different countries that are interested in starting projects for ARC, just to know the concept, what is going on, what is the difference between just individual controls in farms and the concept of area regional control. So it's not going to be any competition between the different talks. So that's also going to be interesting for people coming from other parts of the world and listening to this talk. It's going to be very interesting.
Well, and that is because this virus problem that we have in this industry is not just here in the United States.
That is right. This is a problem that has become more and more common in different parts of the world. And I think that people have understood that, yes, we can control individually in farms, maybe in systems. But as I was telling, this challenge of lateral introduction has, I think that we have all accepted it and understood it. And if we do not work together and in cooperation, it's going to be very difficult. So I think people around the world is interested in listening to what we have learned here in America. And we are very willing to share all these different ideas.
Well, I hope you have a great seminar here this afternoon. That is Dr. Laura Batista with Boehringer Ingelheim VetMedica. And here at this PERS conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.